night and day. It was that first half, we struggled to get anything going. You know, I made a bad throw, interception. We really just, it was atrocious. And it wasn't all our fault. You know, that they played very well. They came out to play, and they got the best of the first half. And, you know, we couldn't get anything going, and it was tough. You know, we went at halftime, and coach was real positive, saying, hey, we got to come out, take it one play at a time, and turn things around. And when we came out that second half and really started clicking on all cylinders, and it showed what we can do when we're all on the same page. But that first half was really probably the worst collective half I've been a part of since I've been here.
How key was it to get those two quick scores coming out of the break, or three actually, the first three possessions?
Well, anytime you can come out in the second half and score on the first drive, it's going to be real big, because automatically you get the momentum going in your direction. And to do it on a big play like that was awesome, because it got the defensive motivated and got them to go out, and they got us a stop. And then, you know, once we got that second score, it was like we were right back in it. So to come out and score in that first half was probably, you know, the most important score we had for the day.
Do you get the sense that maybe this is the kind of game where you guys can build on, knowing, hey, we faced a huge deficit on the road and we came back? This is something you can really build on.
Absolutely. Anytime you can go and win on the road in the Big 12, it's going to be a big win. It's going to motivate you. And this has been a place that's been tough to play at over the years, and we haven't won a lot of games here in the past. And to come here, our first Big 12 game, our first Big 12 road game, and to get a win, and to do it in the way we had to come back, is definitely encouraging for us. It's going to give us some motivation and some fire to go out and practice for the next game.
Did they just forget to cover Jake Sharp on that touchdown pass, and did you realize that right away?
Well, I think the play action, you know, helped suck those linebackers up, and I think I don't know what their defense was that time, but I think the linebacker probably should have been responsible for Jake. And when Briscoe ran down the middle, he took the corner and the safety with him.